This is what I'm talking about, and this is who I am. First of all, let me thank you for having me here. It is an honor to address this group of warriors. We do the hard work. It takes not only hard work and skill to do what we do, but it takes a certain amount of courage, because we can do everything right and still lose, and losing hurts. So I'm honored to be here among you. I'm honored to be one of you. Let me take a quick survey here. How many of us are primarily plaintiff's lawyers? You see my left hand go, whoa, well, we're substantial. How many are primarily defense counsel? Okay, you plaintiff's lawyers, look around the room, and I want you to take these guys out to lunch, buy them a cup of coffee. They have the hard work. They not only have to deal with these insurance companies, they have to get along with them. So you have our sympathy and our thanks for doing the job you do. Let's talk about auto policies in Texas. We're going to go through this material pretty quick. The paper goes into a lot more detail, so I commend it to you if you have an issue in this area of the law. First thing we have to do is find the coverage. In a car wreck, we've got three sources in general. The driver, the car owner, if the owner is different than the driver, and it's always worth looking to see if the person who caused the wreck might have been in the scope and course of their employment when it happened, because that may trigger a third level. Because auto policies insure both vehicles and people. So let's talk real quick about the people they insure. Obviously, they insure the guy that bought the policy. It also insures their spouse, and this is true whether their spouse is separated from them, even if they're contemplating divorce. As long as they're still technically a spouse, their policy covers them. And this is statutory.